Trying to Be Like Jesus Christ by Taylor Don Larson, age 5. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. John chapter 8, verse 12. There Is a God by Taylor Don Larson, age 5, Lakewood, Colorado. One day, I was really excited about being with my friends at kindergarten. I wore my CTR ring and necklace to school. A new girl in my class is really mean. At recess that day, all my friends were around her, so I went over to see what was going on. The new girl had made up a new club, and all of my friends had joined it. She asked if I wanted to join. I asked her what kind of club it was and what I had to do to be a member. She said, "In order to be in my club, first you have to raise your right hand and say, 'There is no God, and Jesus does not live and has never lived.'" It made my heart hurt. I looked down at the CTR ring on my finger. Then I looked at the mean girl and said, "You are very, very wrong. There is a God, and Jesus does live. If this is what I have to say, then I don't want to be in your club." After I said that, she pushed me really hard, and all of my friends laughed and made fun of me. I told my mom about it that night and cried and cried. She told me she was proud of me and cried with me. She said, "Taylor, you know that you belong to something better than the best club in the whole wide world. You belong to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and it doesn't have 10 or 12 members. It has millions of members." And it is true. The gospel is true. She told me that I had a lot of courage to stand up for God, Jesus Christ, and the gospel. When I prayed that night, I asked Heavenly Father to help the mean girl know that he and Jesus live. The next day at school, the girl went up to her teacher and asked her, "Do you believe there is a God? And do you believe that Jesus really lived?" The teacher said, "Yes, I do believe in God. And yes, I do believe that Jesus lived." My friends came up to me later and said that they were sorry and that they didn't want to be in that club anymore. And the next day after that, the girl came to me at recess and asked, "Can you tell me a little bit about your church?" I am really glad that I know that there is a God and that Jesus Christ lives and that I stood up for what I believe. Lost Money by Sally Irvin. Mitchell is a kindergartner. He is trying hard to be a good example to his classmates and his two younger brothers. During a track and field day, he found $2 on the playground at school. He turned the money into the office. Soon, a second grade girl told the principal that she had lost her $2. The principal told her that she didn't have much hope to get her money back, but to check at the office. When she did, she was told that a kindergartner had turned it in. The school praised Mitchell for his honesty, and so did his family. Mitchell Fredette, age 6, Austin, Texas. Helping the Stranded by Bailey Brigance, age 8, Laywood, Kansas. It was a beautiful autumn day. At school, I was determined to finish all my work so that I wouldn't have any homework that night. Mom picked me up from school for a special day of shopping with birthday money I had received. As we drove away from the school parking lot, she started explaining what had happened in America. She told me that there had been 4 terrible plane crashes and that many people had been killed. I started to cry. I asked, "Is there anything we can do to help?" She said that people were stranded all over the United States because all the planes that were flying at the time of the crashes had to make emergency landings at the nearest airports. She said, "We can still do the shopping as we planned, or we could go to the airport and see if there is anyone who needs a place to stay. It's your choice." My stomach had started hurting, and I had been scared. But when she said that, I immediately felt the Holy Ghost quiet my fears. I told Mom, "I have 2 words for you. We're going." We quickly printed a sign, then headed for the airport 40 miles away. We were happy that we did. We brought home a Marine who was on his way back to his base in San Diego, California. He had just been home in Kalamazoo, Michigan, after completing boot camp. He joined us that night for family prayer. I was, and am, grateful that Heavenly Father helped me to make the right choice that day. Keeping the Sabbath Day Holy by Tristan Chase, age 5, Lethbridge, Alberta, Canada. When I went to preschool, we had a concert that was planned to be on a Sunday. My mom told me that if I wanted to be like Jesus Christ, I should do what the prophet says. She also said that the prophet told us that we need to go to church on Sundays, but that I could choose. I had learned a lot of songs for the concert and had worked hard at preschool. The last day of school, my mom asked me if I wanted to go to the concert. I told her that I did really want to go, but it was on a Sunday and I wanted to go to church and follow the prophet. My mom gave me a big hug and said that I had made a good choice. I felt really good inside because I followed the prophet's teachings. End of Trying to Be Like Jesus Christ by Taylor Don Larson, age 5.